It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Mood rings were a popular fad in the 1970s. Flash forward, and the concept of gauging our moods via a color is being applied to the Golf Tower downtown. An upcoming exhibit at the Carnegie Museum of Art will use the Golf Tower beacon to reflect the city's mood. Joining us now in Studio A with a preview are Divya Rao Heffley, Program Manager for the Hillman Photography Initiative, and Brad Stevenson, Director of Marketing for the Carnegie Museum of Art. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh, both of you.
Thank you so much.
And we should probably start by having you both take turns explaining the concept of the mood ring, which many might remember, but millennials, for example, may not.
Sure. So mood ring is, you wear this ring, and based on your mood, it's supposed to identify a color that will tell you sort of what your attitude or what your mood is at a given time. And I don't think that they actually worked or did anything other than my hands are hot, my hands are cold.
Yeah, I remember wearing them in seventh grade, and it just the color changed if you got warmer or colder. So.
I mean, I guess there's some connection there.
But yeah.
Other than that, it wasn't really a mood-driven thing after all.
Right.
Not so much.
I don't think so.
Well, so then how is this concept being applied to the golf building?
So we have a show opening on February 14th, Valentine's Day, called Distant Feel that Divya will talk about soon. But we had the idea that I've always been fascinated by the beacon, which of course, has had a weather, weather prediction lighting since the 1970s or something like that. And then KDKA took over in 2012. And so I've always been fascinated by what the lights mean. And, it's got a really interesting code up there to kind of predict humidity and temperature and precipitation. And it's pretty complex now.
Right. The new configuration, which is only about 3 years old. I remember being a kid and being able to see the golf building from my bedroom window at night, and I would look up there to see what color it was, and I think red meant stormy and blue meant clear, and that's pretty much all that was in those days, but it's gotten much more complex now.
Yeah, now each tier, I think, means, humidity and temperature and precipitation levels and, sort of different colors. So it's pretty complex what you're actually able to do with the beacon.
If you were driving on Route 28, don't try to figure it out while you're driving.
That's right. it's a complex – you'd have to be some sort of technology pirate now to kind of measure what's happening.
So if we can't even tell what the weather is then without really – consulting the charts, and how will this figure into like a mood barometer?
So we've simplified. So we are taking two sentiment analysis algorithms that are openly available, and what we're doing is we're taking all of the Instagram images being posted in Pittsburgh, and we are using these sentiment analysis tools to measure the attitude of the commentary on the Instagram photos. And then what we're doing is we're taking those and applying a score that will then say more green is positive, more red is negative. And what we're able to do is we're taking two sides of the tower and applying the green and two sides and applying the red. So essentially it's a bar chart that shows is Pittsburgh commentary on Instagram more positive or more negative in real time at any given moment.
And the red, the red playing into the red and the green is like a kind of a stop-go kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's, sort of the general positive is, people think of green as positive and red as negative sometimes. I mean, red's one of my favorite colors, so,
So you don't necessarily –
I don't necessarily associate, but that's the general convention,
I think. The light turns red and
you go. Yeah, exactly.
Divya, tell us about the show.
Oh, absolutely. So this is a lead up to an exhibition opening at Carnegie Museum of Art this Saturday, like Brad said, called Antoine Catala, Distant Feel. So it's the first U.S. solo museum show for Antoine Catala. And it's called Distant Feel because he is essentially exploring the way that image and emotion relate to each other in a world of new technology, where almost all the images that we see are essentially mediated by technology. I mean, how many images do we see every day? So many more than we did 10 years ago. And it's not just quantity, it's the way we're seeing these images. They're on a screen, they're instantly shared. You could see something that happened on the other side of the world within seconds. So Antoine is one of a number of artists who's exploring how that technology is changing the way we connect with images, we empathize about those images, and we emote in relationship to those images. So he's come up with the term distant feel to convey that there is a certain distance that's inherent in that experience. It's physical distance, like it's happening on the other side of the world. It's also, in a sense, emotional distance, because if something is so far away, it's very different than sitting down with a friend and speaking about it over coffee. So what does that mean, and how does it change our experience of those images? And that's what the experience—that's what the exhibition is exploring.
And I will say that in Pittsburgh, we've had about 600 Instagram images an hour through our testing. So that's kind of what's coming through right now.
And certainly there's a distance with a tower. I mean, whether you're standing below it or, you know, driving on Route 28 and you see it off in the distance, or, you know, just from the window of your house, if you're lucky enough to have a view of the skyline, it's a distant image no matter whether you're near or far from it.
That's right, yeah. And actually, what's interesting is, so our website for this project is tower.cmoa.org, and you can actually see right now we do have the data live. It's not connected to the tower until Wednesday, but you can actually go right now and see some of the images coming through. We show in the previous 30 seconds, we're showing the highest, the most positive Instagram image and the most negative Instagram image, and we're applying the score so people can actually see the score that's been applied based on the commentary associated with that image. So it's a really fascinating, and you can actually see a graphical representation of the tower and a chart that's charting in real time the negative and positive sentiment.
It's fascinating because I was just looking at it 10 minutes ago, and there was this big spike at like 11:39 in negativity. I thought, what happened at 11:39?
I don't know. It's fleeting. So you can watch the feed and see what's going on. But yeah, it's not, you know, obviously with 600 images coming in, you know, every hour, one message every 10 seconds, essentially, you know, we can't show all of those, but we're showing a representative sample of the Instagram images, you know, based on the previous 30 seconds. And I did post an image. I took a picture of my notebook out there and said, I hate this notebook. It makes me so angry. And immediately I showed up on tower.cmoa.org and I got a negative score. So
We're talking with Brad Stevenson. He's director of marketing for the Carnegie Museum of Art, and also Divya Rao Heffley, who is program manager for the Hillman Photography Initiative, about the Gulf Tower and how it is being used to measure the city's mood. I don't know if we have time for a comment or question, but I'll throw the number out there anyway. 412-246-2002. And, you know, with the lighting that corresponds to the holidays and, you know, a black and gold pattern meant to reflect whether the Pirates, Steelers, or Penguins are doing well, isn't this already happening, what you're experimenting with, the measurement of the city's mood?
Well,
at the Gulf Tower?
Yeah. So, I mean, I assume that if, you know, if it's black and gold and the Steelers have scored, you can make an assumption then that the city is feeling very positive. But this is, I think, the first project at the Gulf Tower that, you know, connects to social media in a real-time way that sort of.
And how exactly can you tell if comments are positive or negative? Does the technology pick up certain words? What happens?
Yeah. So sentiment analysis tools use natural language processing, and they measure the text and they try to understand if something is meant to be, you know, a positive in attitude, negative in attitude, or neutral. There's also neutral phrases. And these are not perfect tools. That's why we're using two and then averaging them to get the best results that we possibly can. But they're not absolutely perfect, but it does give a good representation of the sentiment that's being shared. And I will mention that we're working with a developer named David Newberry who's worked with us on a number of projects, and he's really the wizard behind taking this idea that our team had, hey, let's do this, and he said, okay, here's how we can do it.
And how do you find the Pittsburgh posts? Is it one that have the location services on?
That's right. So it's Instagram images being posted in the Pittsburgh metro area, and we sort of identify that, you know, in a region around, you know, sort of the, you know, I don't, maybe 25 miles around Pittsburgh, something like that. So anyone that posts an image or comments on an image that has been posted in the Pittsburgh area.
Very quickly, Divya, again, the talk about the show coming up.
Yes, absolutely. So it's the final project of the Hillman Photography Initiative at Carnegie Museum of Art, and it's Antoine Catala, Distant Feel, opening this Saturday, February 14th. Come in for an experience like you've never had before, including an aquarium with live coral.
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun. And we'll keep our eyes to the tower to see what's happening with the city's mood. talking with Divya Rao Heffley, Program Manager for the Hillman Photography Initiative, and Brad Stevenson, Director of Marketing for the Carnegie Museum of Art. Thank you both for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.